Hi everyone, this is Pat for A Plus English.
And I'm Laura.
It's time for this month's picture dictionary. You guys should open up your A Plus magazines to Unit 3 now, because the pictures will make it easier to learn these new words.
真的，如果打开这个我们的杂志，看到这个图解字典，真的会比较清楚，帮助你们学习哦。So what kind of words are we going to introduce today?
Today we're talking about music. So what kind of music do you like, Laura?
I like to listen to jazz music, 爵士乐. How about you, Pat?
Well, I like all sorts. Some rock, some blues, some reggae, classical, all sorts.
Wow, you're really into music. 真的很爱音乐，这个 rock, 摇滚 blues, 蓝调 reggae, 雷鬼，连 classical, 古典乐都爱耶。
Okay, well we're not talking about listening to music on your phone, your iPod, your computer, or your stereo. Today we're talking about live music, which means you're watching the musicians play. Live music is always more interesting as the bands can really have fun with their audience.
That's true. 我懂了，这个 live 的音乐哦，可能就是有看到 bands 啊，在现场表演啊，或是在我们这个 concert 演唱会可以看到的所有的东西，就是我们今天图解字典要教大家。Okay, so let's take a look at our first set of words.
Okay.
Rocking out. Stage.
Stage.
Everyone cheered loudly when the singer walked onto the stage.
Everyone cheered loudly when the singer walked onto the stage.
Spotlight.
Spotlight.
The singer looked like an angel when she was under the spotlight.
The singer looked like an angel when she was under the spotlight.
Dressing room.
Dressing room.
The band members got ready in the dressing room before the show.
The band members got ready in the dressing room before the show.
Speaker.
Speaker.
My ears hurt after the concert because my seat was close to a speaker.
My ears hurt after the concert.Because my seat was close to a speaker.
Concession stand.
Concession stand.
Let's buy snacks and drinks at the concession stand before the concert begins.
Let's buy snacks and drinks at the concession stand before the concert begins.
Microphone.
Microphone.
The singer attached a microphone on her head so she could dance while singing.
The singer attached a microphone on her head so she could dance while singing.
Our first word is the thing the bands or singers stand on while they play music.Sing and dance. It's the stage, S-T-A-G-E, stage.
Stage, 我们来看一下这个字哦，它就是舞台的意思啦，当然它是个名词哦。
The stage is usually higher than the people who are watching the concert, because that means more people can see. You would also find a stage in a theatre when you go to watch a play. I'm sure you students have a stage somewhere in your school.
That's true, 没错。这个通常舞台呢，当然一定要比这个人群还要再高哦，这样子大家呢才可以看到这个表演嘛。而不只是在演唱会中有 stage, 在 theatre 啦，就是剧场中，当然也会看到 stage 舞台哟，那相信在你们的学校一定也会有舞台这个东西啦。另外呢，这个舞台剧的演员，英文呢就是 a stage actor。那这个戏剧的剧本呢，则是用 play 这个字哦。
Okay, let's put it in a sentence. Everyone cheered loudly when the singer walked onto the stage.
Everyone cheered loudly when the singer walked onto the stage. 就是当歌手走上舞台的时候呢，哇，每个人都会大声的欢呼。
Sometimes when a singer is on the stage, the lights will be off except for one light that's pointing at the singer. And that light is a spotlight. All one word, S-P-O-T-L-I-G-H-T, spotlight. And that is our next word.
你猜到吗？在黑暗当中，不过会有一个很亮的灯打在这个表演者上，就是 spotlight， 也就是聚光灯。
Sometimes a stage will have several spotlights for the different performers, and sometimes the spotlight will be different colors. We can also use the word spotlight to talk about someone who is the center of attention. So we could say the spotlight is on them.
我懂你的意思哦。Spotlight 这个字除了可以指这个舞台上的聚光灯，还可以指大家注意的焦点哦， the center of attention. For example, Jay Chou and Kun Ling, they are alwaysin the spotlight.
Yeah, everyone's always watching them. Now, here's a sentence for spotlight. The singer looked like an angel when she was under the spotlight.
The singer looked like an angel when she was under the spotlight. 站在这个聚光灯下的歌手，哇，看起来就像 angel 天使一样呢。
Okay, well, we can say stand in the spotlight, as well as stand under the spotlight.
Oh, 那注意一下这个介系词的用法哦。我们可以用 stand in, 或者是 stand under the spotlight, 都可以用来指这个在这个聚光点之下的意思哦。
So our next word is where the band or singer gets ready. It's actually two words, which are dressing room, dressing, D-R-E-S-S-I-N-G, room, R-O-O-M, dressing room.
Dressing room 就是化妆间的意思啦。
The dressing room will have comfortable places to sit, a big mirror that the stars can use to make sure they look good, maybe a few drinks or snacks for the performers. Now, if fans are really lucky, they might be allowed backstage to meet the stars in their dressing rooms.
That's so cool. 如果有常看这个综艺节目的人呢，有时候就会看到有一些整人节目啊，或者是呢，像是一些幕后花絮啊，就会把镜头带到，可以看到一些 backstage， 就是后台的一些情况哦。那后台最重要的当然就是可以让明星打扮或是化妆美美的。Dressing room 就是化妆间，通常有一个非常舒服的地方可以坐啦，或是有个大镜子啦 ，a big mirror， 或是一些给明星的饮料啊、零食，当然或是便当也有可能哦。然后有时候如果幸运的话，粉丝们你可能还有机会可以在化妆间一睹巨星的风采，可以去直击他们。
Okay, here's a sentence: The band members got ready in the dressing room before the show.
The band members got ready in the dressing room before the show. 表演前呢，这个乐团成员们都已经在化妆间准备就绪。
Okay, now bands perform in big places, okay, so they can get lots of people. But it's important that the people at the back of this big crowd, they need to hear the music too. And that's why musicians use a speaker.Okay, this is spelled S-P-E-A-K-E-R, speaker.
这个非常的重要。如果你可能只是站在比较靠近表演者的地方，当然音乐听得很清楚，可是后面怎么办呢？因此呢，我们都需要 speaker, 就是扩音器啊，或是扬声器。
So a speaker allows the music or talking to be heard in different areas of the stadium. So you would also have small speakers for your own stereo at home. And a speaker is used to make the music louder.
其实有了 speaker 呢，音效当然就可以传到各个角落和地方哦，就是演唱会开演唱会的一个这个空间哦。那其实呢，在家里面我们也会摆 stereo 的音响，其实它也有小小的 speakers 哦，就是扩音器，它可以帮助我们听音乐的时候可以更加享受听到更大声的音乐或是更清楚的音乐。
Yeah, you could also have speakers at somewhere like a train station or an airport so that when they make an announcement, everybody can hear it. Okay, let's use speaker in a sentence. My ears hurt after the concert because my seat was close to a speaker.
Yeah, my ears hurt after the concert because my seat was close to a speaker. 我的座位啊，离这扩音器很近，所以演唱会结束后我的耳朵很痛。
Yeah, that can be loud, but also you really feel it when you're there. And it kind of feels fun until the day after when you go, I can't hear anything. Okay. Now, when you go to watch a show, mm-hmm. you might want to buy a drink or even a snack, like you do in the movie theater or at a sports game.
Mm-hmm.
For this, you will go to the concession stand. This is two words. I'll spell them mm-hmm. both. Concession is C-O-N-C-E-S-S-I-O-N, concession. And stand is S-T-A-N-D, stand. Concession stand.
我懂，其实不止在演唱会啊，像是我们去看电影啦，或者是看这个球赛的时候，哎，也会看到这个东西，就是 concession stand， 也就是这个贩卖区，它可能会贩卖一些食物啦、东西啊等等。
Okay, so at a concession stand at a concert, maybe there will be less food or drink, maybe a few drinks or something,
right.
But you could also buy the band's music, so like its CDs and stuff, you could buy band t-shirts, or anything else to do with the band, so posters or something like this, and all of that we call merchandise, okay, merchandise is spelled M-E-R-C-H-A-N-D-I-S-E, merchandise, and it's things people sell to do with something. Could be a movie about a band, something like that.
I love the concession stand.
Really?
Okay, so in concert, 如果去演唱会，这里你可以除了可以买到一些简单的吃的或是喝的，甚至呢，其实最重要就是，哎，如果你是粉丝，你当然想要买这个乐团的 CD 啦，或是 T-shirt， 或是任何的什么呢，周边商品 merchandise。
Yeah, I often used to buy things from a t-shirt or something just to kind of say, I got this at the concert.
Ah.
Yeah, so it's kind of helps me to remember the concert. So it's just one of those things.
You went there.
Yeah, exactly. Just kind of like, oh, I got this at a concert. Good memories. Okay, let's put a concession stand in a sentence. Let's buy snacks and drinks at the concession stand before the concert begins.
Let's buy snacks and drinks at the concession stand before the concert begins. 演唱会开始前，我们去这个贩卖区买点点心和饮料吧。
The last of today's rocking words is something the singer uses. Like a speaker, it's used to make sure everyone can hear the words and the beautiful singing. It's a microphone, M-I-C-R-O-P-H-O-N-E, microphone.
Okay, microphone 很简单，就是麦克风的意思啦。
Okay, you'd use a microphone if you were speaking in front of a group or in a KTV. In fact, Laura and I are wearing microphones now, and if we weren't, we'd sound like this, not so clear.
Okay, 如果你有演讲的经验，或是在 KTV 唱歌，都需要麦克风 microphone。像是我们现在别的这个 mini mic， 它也是小型的麦克风哦。
Let's give you one example sentence now. The singer attached a microphone on her head so she could dance while singing.
The singer attached a microphone on her head so she could dance while singing. 歌手头戴这个麦克风，如此她还可以边唱边跳哦。Okay, that's all of our words for today, so it's time to end the lesson.
Okay, so when was the last time you went to see a band, and who was it?
It was May Day's concert! It's about a year ago, 五月天的演唱会，超嗨的。What about you, Pat?
Well, I've been to my friends' shows a few times, because I'm lucky enough to know people in bands. So, Joe, teacher Joe, and Mike, teacher Mike, our teachers, they both play in bands. I've seen both of them. Joe is a death metal singer, so it's really heavy metal. He screams. Mike plays bass guitar in several bands, and he plays many different styles of music.
对吼，我怎么会忘记我们的麦和 Joe 老师，他们都是玩乐团的呢？而且呢 ，Joe 老师还是个超重金属 heavy metal 的歌手，哇，听起来超酷的。而这个 Mike 呢，他的 bass 就是 bass guitar， 贝斯弹的也超好的。
Anyway, it's time for us to go, but join us again tomorrow for some more words about rocking out to live music. See you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That girl puts at least 10 selfies on Facebook every day.
That girl puts at least 10 selfies on Facebook every day.
我们开始了吗？被你们发现我刚刚在自拍了，好吧，觉得今天想要和你们分享一个小秘密哦。其实啊，我非常喜欢自拍 ，I'm a selfie lover。没错，自拍照就是 selfie。 这个字最早是出现在2002年澳洲一个社交网站上，而且也是前年被英国牛津字典选为2013年年度风云单字呢。那么你们也爱自拍吗？ Are you a selfie lover too? 如果是的话，就和我们今天小聚会的女孩一样， Let's girl put at least 10 selfies on Facebook every day。 那女孩每天至少都会在脸书上 po 10张自拍照。 Oh my god， 天哪，至少10张。没错，其中的 at least 就是至少的意思。会不会太多啊？我都不会放全部，我通常只会选一张最好看的 po 页。 I only post my best selfie on Facebook。 另外呢，很多观光客来台湾夜市时很爱买的自拍棒，你们知道英文怎么说吗？超简单的，就是 selfie stick。 哇哦，今天说了那么多有关 selfie，下次自拍时应该就超有印象的吧。好啦，那我们再来复习一下今天的小聚会。 Let's girl puts at least 10 selfies on Facebook every day。 小聚会我们下次见， See ya。
That girl puts at least 10 selfies on Facebook every day。
That girl puts at least 10 selfies on Facebook every day。
哇塞嘞，不行，我要吃，不行啊，怎么办？
表姐，What's eating at you?
Eating， 我就想吃这个零食，但是我又不能吃，
你要不要吃啊？
不是不是，我是问你，What's eating at you?、Oh. This means what's bothering you. We ask this question to ask why someone seems annoyed or upset.
哦，所以你是在问我在烦恼什么？
嗯哼。So what's eating at you?
就你知道我要减肥嘛，但是我又抵挡不住这个零食诱惑，我要去慢跑，然后拿上我的脂肪，然后呢还有我的罪恶感。拜拜。
好好，拜拜。表姐真的是好好笑，刚刚我问她 What's eating at you? 她竟然听成了 What are you eating? 那是你在吃什么，差很多耶。其实呢，这里很有趣哦， eat虽然在口语上我们可以指吃，但是呢，其实在口语上还可以指使不安、使烦恼的意思哦。所以啊，如果你看有一个人很烦恼，你就可以问他 What's eating at you? Or what's eating you? 都可以。类似的用法还有 What's bothering you? What's making you unhappy? What's bugging you? Or what's upsetting you?其中的 bug 也是有使烦恼的意思哦，注意哦，它是个动词，因为当作名词它有小虫子的意思，是不是很有趣呢？另外，如果要把 eat at 当作吃的意思，它有着在哪里吃饭，比方像是 I don't eat at McDonald's very often。
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
What's eating at you? 其中的 eat 不是吃的意思，而是烦恼不安。可是如果要当作吃的意思， eat at 有在哪里吃饭的意思哦。
Rocking out. Stage.
Stage.
Everyone cheered loudly when the singer walked onto the stage.
Everyone cheered loudly when the singer walked onto the stage.
Spotlight.
Spotlight.
The singer looked like an angel when she was under the spotlight.
The singer looked like an angel when she was under the spotlight.
Dressing room.
Dressing room.
The band members got ready in the dressing room before the show.
The band members got ready in the dressing room.Before the show.
Speaker.
Speaker.
My ears hurt after the concert because my seat was close to a speaker.
My ears hurt after the concert because my seat was close to a speaker.
Concession stand.
Concession stand.
Let's buy snacks and drinks at the concession stand before the concert begins.
Let's buy snacks and drinks at the concession stand before the concert begins.
Microphone.
Microphone.
The singer attached a microphone on her head so she could dance while singing.
The singer attached a microphone on her head so she could dance while singing.